Rachmanis, and the Maisa we said according to Rav Avoyskim, a person shouldn't do the next two. Baruch Hashem, late last night, I'm loading a kula, Rav Yashuv, that's all. Rav Yashuv, the Maisa Paskins, the Aloha, is the Sefer, Kabanoki, something gave me as a present, very, very nice Sefer. So he writes over there, the Maisa, is that you're allowed to eat before giving Rachmanis in the morning, the Hainu. Straight after davening, after Megillah, you're allowed to eat breakfast. Afilu lechatchila, there's no reason to be machmir. He says two reasons to be makel. The two reasons to be makel as follows. Number one, that we know it's an inyan to have a seuda, right? Your seuda is basically one of the mitzvahs I am. And the neila, any achila that you eat, you mekayim this mitzvah of seuda. So the neila is a chelik of the mitzvah. The problem is to eat. And therefore, Rav Yashuv holds that you're allowed to eat kodim shachmonis. That's reason number one. Reason number two.
Megillah kodim shachmonis.
Not your father Megillah kodim, because you have to do shachmonis first. Reason makdimim. But we said after shachmonis, should you A, shachmonis, or B, breakfast? So we said the rice yesterday that A comes first, shachmonis. That's what you should do first. Like I try to be makdim every year, is to give someone shachmonis and then I eat my breakfast. Other, Rav Yashuv holds no, you can eat your breakfast. Reason number one is because eating is a chelik of the mitzvah. Reason number two is Rav Yashuv also moving. He's still saying. Now we're worried that a person will forget when he starts to eat. Oh, but when it comes to Shacharis of Purim, the Olim is going to be exchanged and this one's going to be to him. He's coming to his door, he's giving back to him. And later, a person will rather remember during the Meshach HaYoyim and behind the Purim to give Shacharis. And later, again, just to clarify, I'm not saying that everybody holds this way. Again, a Sach Priskim hold, you should be Machmir to give Shacharis. And again, it's awesome. Oh, but first one should be Machmir. Oh, but Rav Yashuv holds, there's no Indian to be Machmir. Now we're getting back to a couple more halachas to Gabi Megillah, and then we go on Beis Hashem to Matanis and Yonin. How about reading together with the Shliach Tzibur? Reading together with the Valkyrie. As the Maisa, if you're holding in front of you a Chumash, i.e. a non-kosher Megillah, you should not read quietly together with the Valkyrie, right? Especially, because the Ikka thing is you have to hear from a kosher Megillah, right, and also you could be distracting other people listen to your career and not to the Valkyria, that's a bugger. However, the Paiskim, if it helps you to concentrate, to read together with him, then a bugger, you can do it quietly, very quietly, and then remember that put your Ikka concentration on the Valkyria, because the Ikka is to hear the Megillah from a Kosher Megillah. If you're reading from a Kosher Megillah, then in a Hanami, you can read quietly together with him. Go again, writer. The Gemara Megillah Tazayin Rabbeis tells us as follows, as we pass on the Shulchan Aruch and Simit Tzvos. Simit Tzvos. It's as follows. Shulchan Aruch tells us that we have to read the Aseres B'nei Homon out loud, in one breath, as we pass on the Mice from Shulchan Aruch. Why? To show that they were all the kids of Homon were killed at exactly the same time. Now, Shulchan adds the words Chamesh, Meiris Ish. However, the Ramah says it's only Lechatchela. B'di'evet. If you don't make it in one breath, it's B'seidah Gomel. Right? That's B'seidah Gomel. That the Maisa, in Shadua, the Makar from the Rugged Shabbat, Sakras Paneach, and the Rambam, Sipi Sakran brings it in Kohen Kodesh, and that is that what we try to do is clearly sort of a mimic, is that we read first the Aseres B'nei Homon, right, in one breath, as quick as we possibly can, and then the Valkyria reads it again. Now the Maisa Mishnah says not to do it, he says, ain't a mimic, Oba, we do it, that's our mimic again. In most places, the mimic is that the Kohen Kodesh is that road places that Tzibor read first, all the words, and the Maisa, then the Valkyria reads afterwards. Now, why do you have to do that? Why? It's the Rabbi Shabbat Poshet, because we're talking about Shemeh Ka'ina. Shemeh Ka'ina, on the Megillah, Echot, I have it. Oh, but when it comes to saying something in one breath, it's up to Rabbi Shabbat, can I be Shemeh Ka'ina from someone else who did it in one breath? As if I did it in one breath. Nishna's like, okay. We've seen back to the place of Frank in Mekoi Kodesh over there. The Simon Yigimel has a moving concussion, the Rav Yechover doesn't understand it, but as long as he does it in one breath, I have to mean I have to do it in one breath, I'll go upon him, as always the Minig and Klal Yisrael. Again, Bidi Eved, if you didn't make it in one breath, it's Pesei the Gomel.
So the Mishnah Brewer says you don't have to do it.
Mishnah Brewer says you shouldn't do it. It's not a good Minig. Our Minig is not like that. Our Minig is that we do it. I'm talking about reading the service of Mekoi out loud in one breath.
We do it.
Yes. Our minig, again, if you have a minig not to do it, they're beautiful. But our minig in most places is that we practice do it. But again, it's a din lechatchila, not b'di eved. You made, if you didn't make it in one breath, you're perceiving all. Let me get back to speaking. What's the halacha about speaking? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Tovrin Shani Beis Azoy. What's the bracha? The first bracha on the Megillah has been made. It is asur gomel for a person to speak until the last bracha after the Megillah. That Mishnah Berurah tells us, even divrei Torah is osur gomel. B'di eved. What's halacha? and spoke. So the Maizel says, right, if, that's a problem, if he spoke during the reading, the Hainu, he's speaking in the middle of the Kriyas of the Heilige Megillah, Poshut is not Yaitse, why? He didn't, he missed one of the words, that's a double Poshut. Or if he spoke between the first Broch, in other words, the Valkyrie made the Broch, Shachiyot, whatever, and then he spoke out a word or two, right before the Megillah actually started, so he didn't miss a word. Is the Maisa above his Yaitse, but he lost out on the Brocha. Because there was a headset between, as I passed Mishnah Brura, you should not speak from the Brocha till the last Brocha. Now, we'll get back to the Brochas in a moment. Hearing the Megillah over the phone, it's Nagel Olein, if someone's sick in bed, and all these sorts of things. Who had in with a microphone, Avad, which when the Zalman holds, you're not Yaitse. With a telephone or a microphone, you need Koyl Odom. I once had to deal never with somebody, oi. With terrible ear problems, and they had hearing aids, they couldn't hear anything whatsoever. It was a terrible shiner. They got me Megillah with the Nashers, that's how the Maisa Paskins, that somebody who can't hear anything and has a hearing aid, Rahman Litzlan, the Maisa has to read the Gamsa Megillah to himself, by himself. He can't hear from anybody else, even with his hearing aids. Because it has to be a code that comes from a person to a person, not a day davar acher. And maybe if we're a Lorena, a person is a matzav, he should ask his local Orthodox rabbi. Come again later. All the psukim, now again, all these hoggim and some gemoris and mishayim about the psukim that we read, or Mordechai, for example, we read, or the psukim during the Megillah that Klal Yisrael read out loud. For example, the last pasuk at the end of the Megillah we read out loud. What do you mean hoggim? The Maisa, when a person reads it, especially if he's reading from a long kosher Megillah in front of him, should the Maisa have kavanah not to be Yotza? He should only have kavanah to be Yotza from that which he hears afterwards from the Valkyrie, because like I said, you want to be Yotza the Megillah from somebody that's reading from a kosher Megillah. And if you're reading from your Chumash, or Mordechai, or Shem, Shoshan, Abi, you think it's very nice, but if you're having Yotza over there and not by him, you've got yourself a problem. So when you read it, and have Kavanah the Ikka to be Yotza from that which the Balkan is going to say in a moment. Come again later. Mistakes. What do you do with mistakes when it comes to Megillah? Right? I was once studied by somebody, and after Megillah, he said, this person made 146 mistakes. This was after the beginning, the guy was thinking of Cheshbon, right? I was a very clever person, he can understand the beginning of dancing. Oh, but 146 mistakes to after the Megillah. Now, the Maisa, why didn't he say anything? Marsha, because the Shulchan Aruch, the Sifri Dal, the Sinai Torah, he said it, tells us as follows. Hey, medaktik in b'tirosel. We are not medaktik when it comes to mistakes in the Megillah, unless of the Shulchan Aruch, it changes the pshat. If the mistake that he makes, again, I'm not going to give him an example, now it's late, oh, but if he makes a mistake that changes the pshat, above you have to correct him. If it doesn't change the pshat, which most of the times, by the way, it won't, is the maisa, you do not have to change him, and you're 100% yaitza. If you skip the word, there's a value that's double portion. Even if it doesn't change anything, he has to go back from the word he skipped all the way back. So if you only cut, 20 minutes later, hey, I think he skipped that word over there, he's going to go back to that word and go all the way to say it, because as we know, the Mishnah tells you before, you cannot read the Megillah in a different way. Just before we get to the last problem, I'm trying to go Kaseda in, it's a very interesting shayla. What happens if you're in a shul that are reading the Megillah, they're reading the Megillah that you've already been Yotza, you've heard it already, you're going to hear it, you're minyan later on, the kids say you just happen to walk in, I bring it for me, it's Megillah, I bring my little kids sometimes to hear the homo in there for a couple of minutes, then I walk out. As the Maisa, are you allowed to leave the shul? Are you allowed to leave the shul when they're reading the Megillah? We know the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and some Kuf Mem Vav Paskins. It's also normal for a person to leave a shul when a Sefer Torah is open. It's Poshut Issa. People don't know that. You have a Sefer Torah open on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Shabbos Kodesh, you're not allowed to leave the room. As they pass the Shulchan Aruch. Over the Maisa, that Locha, over here when it comes to the Gittes Esther, is the Maisa you can be made for other Sefer Kodesh, is above you allowed to leave in the middle. Again, obviously, we're talking about a case where you're not being Yaitza. But we're going back to, right, we're going to say that. Let's get to the end of the Megillah now. At the end of the Megillah, right, when they finish the last few words, don't speak yet. Don't speak. So the moment of God, we stand up, they roll up the Megillah, and then they make the Bracha. After that Bracha, you can now speak. Right? There's a shayla if a person is reading Megillah B'Nachid, does he make this Bracha or not? The Maisa, we don't. The Prima Godwin says, he's to say it B'Loi Shem Malchus. Now, Ramosha, so Ramosha, Kechidish Ramosha, Ramosha, that is, it's room for everyone to make the Bracha by himself on the Megillah at the end. But again, everybody has this minute, you do whatever the Tzibur does. Let me get invited. Now, this is also extremely very interesting in China. Now, so this is really more negative of a marriage. For example, by marriage, they start the Megillah, come up straight after Shemoneh Esra. Nothing else happens, basically, after Shemoneh Esra. So what happens if you dive in a language Shemoneh Esra, and then they start the Megillah? So the Nashi says, a Moed Gazach. We know normally, by Halel, many different Yonim, if you stop in the middle of something, Kedeh, the amount of time to finish the whole thing, it's possible, it doesn't work. By and Shmuel Esrei doesn't work the way. For example, let's say I'm in the middle of Shmuel Esrei. If I was going to hurry up and get towards the end of Sephardi, I should do that. I'm in the middle, back smack in the middle. Let's start in the Megillah. So go to the Ashen, you stay still, you listen to the entire Megillah. Whenever you finish the Megillah, you then finish your Shmuel Esrei and you use it to Megillah and Shmuel Esrei.
Again, so if you're in the middle of Shmuel Esrei when they said Megillah,
stop wherever you are. Listen, hal is different because that's what I said. The hal is different because the kaddish that you finish the whole thing, you're not yaitza. Mashain can hear this nishtazer. And you're doing it for a Torah and see what I gave a Torah case where you copy yaitza off to the nala, then maybe we should go later to a different opinion. But if it's not convenient, whatever, this is the yeshiva, this is the matzah, you stop, middle of the answer, you listen, and then you go afterwards and continue
else,
wherever you left.
Everything else, hal will say all of it.
Hal is abdaf can do that, no.
Everything else?
No, pashto's not. What's everything else?
You said a few
things. So could you say what? No. A few things. That's a whole different thing. Not again later. Okay. One more Indian in the Megillah, which is Kedai to know. Stamos, I'll be talking with Kali Yisrael on Kodesh HaKadoshim. The minute to bang Homon. A minute of Kali Yisrael. Again, we don't miss out on any minute of Kali Yisrael. It's Kedai maybe just to know the Mekon. There's a Sefer HaManik. Sefer HaManik in Hilchos Megillah, he brings as follows. He says that people in Tzfas, that after the Megillah, would sing Oru Homon B'chulei, and they would bang bones together. That's what you should say about money from people in Tzfas. The Beis brings, in the name of the Oruch Chai, that when you mention Homon, the king, the kids, would bang stones of wood, right? They take stones of wood, would bang them together. They would write on these wood and these stones the name of Homon, and they would bang it together and erase, and it is there, the name of Homon. And the Makor, as we know, Kimochon Chazek HaMolik. And that's the mice what they used to do. This is one of the first Makoras that we find of banging something when they heard the name of Homon, but they did it to erase the actual name. Now, the Ramah, the Heilige Ramah, it's in the top of Tzadi Siti Zayin, brings the Minik, brings the Zah Minik, and he says there are people that used to make pictures of Homon on stones and bang them together in order to rub it out. Right? On Zukta Ramon, do not make fun of any minik of Klal Yisrael. Right? As some Sefer says, the reason for banging is we don't want to hear the name. So it's like a showing that we're displeased with the name of Homon. It's a sign of war, right? The Benish Chai says you should have to bang three times. It's the minik, when I bang three times, that's what you're taking Benish Chai. With Vinashim also, right? As I saw with Vinashim, I thought maybe with Vinashim was saying, no, we don't do this. With Vinashim, no. This is a mini Klal Yisrael. Again, it's competitive, so maybe the Rishonim is the Maisa. This is what we do, but again, be very, very careful to make sure you have the word. Be very careful also, remember you're in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a dinner that we've spoken about before of Kabbalah Beis HaMedrash, Kabbalah Beis HaKnesses. And maybe that person should be careful of those in the Olive. Now again, Maisa. I'd like to get to the Rachos Olma, Tonis Ed Yonim, so that tomorrow we can try and do Shlachmonis, Su'uda, and Chayid Inish with all the different sheetahs in the Maisa. So let's go like this. There's a lot to do. Okay, we'll start as follows. The Esem is a mitzvah medivik kabbalah. The mitzvah medivik kabbalah to give matanis le'evyonim on Purim. Right, as we learn from the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin, Omer Aleph. Rambam brings it to Shulchan Aruch and Tokhis Alidat. Right, that's what we do. We give matanis le'evyonim on Purim. It's a mitzvah medivik kabbalah. Now, because of the notion matanis le'evyonim, so the thing that we learn from their poshut. It goes up the Gemara, you give two presents to do the Vinaliyim. That's the Gemara. We'll spell it out exactly in a moment. When is the mitzvah chal? When do you start the mitzvah? So the mitzvah is only by yoyim and not by laila. That means from the yoyim, that's when the mitzvah begins. That's the Mishabura, the Tavis, and the Hesim, the Pes. And we're going to vote, they wrote the Goyim, because the Shekel, the Rabbah, it starts from the Goyim and not from the night before. Now, by the way, there is a Rogan Avram, Sikot Nalev, the Mashmois, the Rogan Avram is, if you give it to the Oni before Purim, but the only eats it or uses it on Purim could be a yaitza. But again, that's not going to be in the game to us too much. What is in the game to us is what the Oruch HaShulchan says. And this has come up in many of most places. The Oruch HaShulchan says that you make a shliach. You give it to the gabba or the shishiva or wherever it is that's collecting for an oni. And he will give it to an oni on your behalf on Purim day. It's 100% your yaitza. Right, because sometimes it's the best thing to do because again you know that the Gabbal or the Shishiva knows an Oni that's Mamish an Oni and your Yotze behida as opposed to going yourself running around trying to find the right person how much you have to get. Again, it's always going to do it again. It's 100% Yotze. It's one less thing to worry about. It's a reason why in the mitzvah if you're going to do it yourself a bada, you can even give it before Tvela, even before the Megillah, as they pass in the Mekon Chai. Now, You lachatchila b'chazan ish paskin, you should give it to an oli that's chay the same day as you. So don't give it to an oli, for example, in the day bracket for here in Yerushalayim or vice versa, because the chazan ish says we want it to an oli on the same day that we're chay. Now there's no din. A, interesting, there's no din for you to know who you're giving it to. You don't have to know who it is. No din b'chalal. Oba, so motive a hidden. There's a hidden mitzvah. More than somewhat sorry. And that is, if you know that he won't be embarrassed, then it is a hint for him to know who the nation was, who gave the money, in order to be married av of Yahvo. Again, this is only talking about a case where he won't be embarrassed. Most times he won't be embarrassed, everyone to know that they're the ones to receive the this year's Matanis Devyoyim. Now again, back to how much you have to give? What is the shame of Matanis Devyoyim? So the first thing you have to know is a father, you cannot be Yotzi Yochim Matanis Devyoyim with mice account. You can't even buy some money, right? As we know before Shabbat, you were there. You cannot use ma'isa for something that's a mitzvah, something that you chayyim to do, and matanis devarim something you chayyim to do. Mineya, you cannot use ma'isa gel. However, if you want to be ma'isiv, kala ma'isiv ma'isiv, and I'm in a shomayim, and mineya, you want to give extra, more starker, right? As a vada, this is the ikka of the mitzvahs of Purim, more important than shachmon, it's a vada matanis devarim, as a pasuk in the Rambam, as a mela, you should give the extra for ma'isa, but not the ikka. Now, zuk the tozuk, the bach of ma'isa, if you are very, very poor, and then you have people that are mamish, can't even spend anything. These people zook the backs of the Torah of Vadi, Chayim, and Tonis, and Yerim. Everyone is Chayim, and Tonis, and Yerim. And then you give stock, you give stock, and then Abadi, their potter. This is a mitzvah, a divik, kabbalah that every Jew in Klai Yisrael is Chayim. And therefore, even if you're poor, my life can be very nice. You're poor, what does that mean? Okay, so maybe you have to borrow money, maybe you have to get money from stock, or whatever it is. Or you have to do what Tonis, and Yerim.
Do you pay a loan with Batanz, and Yerim?
Do you pay a loan?
Those are 100
shayim. Oh, that's a very good shayim. That we'll get to in a moment. Let's just get to the ikki dealing before we get to all the Indian shayim. It's shining if you can be moichel your loan. That's a shine. If somebody owes you and only owes you, you're moichel your loan, it could be. That's a different shine. The first king, that's a different even. I don't want to get into that right now. Now, what is the actual she of Matanis Adon? So we know that the Mishabura brings in Dovich Adidalit, the Shem the Mitzvah, that the shear is one pruta for each oni. One pruta for each oni. How much is a pruta? 5 agarot. That's how much it is the Maisa. Now, nowadays, Zuv Vilashib, Zuv Moisha, nowadays, that 5 agarot, you can't spend bachlal, and nobody can spend it. So even the Mishabura will be asking, that you've got to give more. That's a double poshet. How much do you have to give? So again, you've got to know the Rambam. The Rambam says very, very famously, so the Rambam, work out, make a cheshbon, how much lachmonos you're going to be spending, work out the calculation of how much money you'll be paying for lachmonos, and then give more. But Tony Sigoni is more important than lachmonos. That's a double poshet. Right, it's nothing that gives the Rebbeinu more nachas ruach than making aniyim and people who need it sameach and give them what they need for the sugar, whatever it may be. Now, the Av Moshe in the Shari Tshuva brings the Yishayim, Bachayim also Bachayim Aminik, is to give an only amount that's a double choshev. You've got to buy something that a choshev a mona. Obviously, you have to give a melech to buy a house. You've got to give something choshev, not stam, a shekel. Even a shekel, you could be yitzah, or a be'etzah, it's something now. How much would I say? It's very difficult. But for Yashiv, over the years, sometimes said 20 shek for an oni, sometimes it's 50 shekel. There were different tufas and kladis or whatever it is. It's a double posh. You give 20 shekel per oni, Yavanda Yotzele Chatchila Mahadrin. No shy in the world. Ravadia, for example, says you give the amount of mana falafel. Let the guy go back, mana falafel, it's a suga, it's a valdi. Again, like the Rambam says, if you're going to be spending 200 shekel on Kachmanas and 20 shekel on Matanis Devyoyim, it's not exactly the same. Your Yotza, but again, the Iki is, it's going to be trying more than the Shlachmanas, because the Iki is Matanis Devyoyim. Okay, Lama Gai, again, like I said, you can do the extra for Maisa. Lama Gai, weiter. The Iki, okay, that's right. It's Kedai also, Mishabura says, Bafush, to give him something that's Roy, Dainu, money that he could use. Food, you give the Yotza with food. You give an oni something that's food, about you, you get to the only make things that has to be money, right? Now to give him a check is a very interesting shine in the poskim. The most a lot of poskim hold you can use a check even if it's post dated, of a lot of poskim hold a check is a shtar choy, it's a chiyuv, lav dafka, it's money. So again, if it's gonna try not to give a check. Who do you give it to? Who should you give him a Matanis Devyoyim? Like I said, if the Rosh Hashiva or the Catholic stock is collecting, no, so you give it to him. Or if you haven't got such a massive, what do you do? So we know the Rosh Hashulchan Aruch, and this is the Pesach, the Maisa, the Rosh Hashulchan, the Chazon Ish, is you need an Oni. You don't need an Evyoin. An Evyoin is someone that's mamash called absolutely gumish. An Oni is someone that's poor. What's the gather of someone that's poor? So the disciple says, and that's a this is very negeya, the disciple says anyone in Koyo who doesn't have a steady income of Parnasa is an oni, and you can walk up to him and be yotze lahadrin ben mahadrin your chiv of maisiga. Or for example, we're missing the relics baskets. Let's say a bocha in yeshiva. You know a bocha in yeshiva. He doesn't get any money from his parents. He survives only on what the yeshiva gives him. The yeshiva gives food and accommodation because he has nothing. So the maisa, this isn't an oni. You could be yotze lechatzila. Your matanis are going to be giving it to him. Again, don't embarrass someone by saying, hey, here's my matanis are giving to you. It's not very nice. Don't walk up to the guy who do that. Or, but for example, I don't know, maybe someone in the yeshiva is in the game, maybe you guys can collect together between you and give it to him in a kovodika, respectable manner on Purim day. It's a modika mitzvah that you'll be doing. Again, you know, we'll discuss it with the Rav. If you want to be embarrassing someone, you've got to be careful. Who's chayim in matan esedayim? Some other men, another poshut. Women, there are more past the Tomei Tanihei, is women are chayim in matan esedayim. Now, avadim avadim b'shebuah says a woman could be yotzer chiyah with her husband, or with the minigas to be machmir in the maisa to give her own matanis agyonim, as in Pastor Shevet Aleidi, who shayim the zalmud, who vidashim zatzal, and kach have always been noibli neda, always a giver, and a giver to Rabbi Zilobach, normally I try to give him, it's the maisa, I say, this is from me, this is from my wife, and this is what we try to do, bli neda. Now, kids, the Prima Golden Paskins, is a mother we give a child that's reached the age of chinuch, he also does matanis agyonim, but I'm trying to think of this, because the whole shayim, the machmir, the money, it's not pashas, you don't, it's only an inning of chinuch. But again, nobody said,
women are
machmuyot, or but they could be yotzer from their husband, if they have one, if they don't have one, the mother's going to give. And the minhag is to be machmeh, and they give even though they are married on their own. And again, nobody said, the Gemara Mekinah tells us, poshut. There's not enough community, he needs it or not. The yid comes up to your boy and says, give me money, you have a chiv to give him. Man of community is an oni and not an oni. It's a chiv to give him. I'm not saying how much, you could give him 50 agarot,
like
an oni. Sorry?
Money.
If you don't have money, don't have money. It could be maybe you should carry your money, but that can only be it. It's wonderful. It's a couple more shalas. The boy say for today is as follows. First of all, interesting shalas in the boy skin. Are you allowed to give a davik stalker 100 shekel? You say, listen, here's 100 shekel, and the maisa, I want you to give 50 to one oni and 50 to another oni. Now the maisa, this 100 shekel bill is going where? It's going to one oni. It's not going to split it in half. It's going to cut it in half. The Maiz the first in Paskin and about you're still Yotze, because he's Oichon 50, he's Oichon 50, it's not to give the actual loan that you gave. The stipend was Machmi in order to give 2 shtaris. This is what I try to do. I try to give 2 shtaris. I try to give, you know, let's say I'm giving 40 shekel. So I'm going to give 20 shekel, just to one only, or 20 shekel. And I know, for example, someone's Bebe Machmi, Ludika Yid, Elacha Yid. He goes around with a retainer on Purim morning and it's split in half. He writes, this is for one oni, this is for another oni. This way nothing gets mixed up and it's all right to all the sheets of the site and everybody else. But again, if you give 100 shekel, or 50, or 20, and you say, this is for both, you're 100% yotzer. Yeah.
You see, are children chayiv?
Children as chinuch or chayiv, yeah. As chinuch. Ah, all of those shaylos. Okay, 1 second. Let me get weiter. By the way, it's not a shayla. 1 year happened that the government never lost the money. He possibly lost the whole money. Yes. He collected the money. That is yotze, very good. Why is he yotze? That gab is yad amir. So it's good, they got it. And the vada, you're yotze, the mitzvah. Could be he's got a chesh mish, but shayla, I don't want to get into. But a vada, you have the yotze, you're chiv. Rabbi said, tomorrow, Bezer Shem, shlach monos, chiv suga, I'm getting drunk.